with a diaper pin.
Okay.
Safety pin.
Okay, and a soup can would be made out of?
Out of tin.
Mm-hmm. And a dime is worth how much?
10 cents.
Okay. What would you put on in the wintertime to keep you warm?
An overcoat.
And then in between the coat and the shirt, you might wear a?
A vest.
And what is the bottom part of the suit called?
The pants.
Any other name for that?
Trousers.
Okay. What would farmers wear?
Overalls.
And you might say the coat won't fit this year, but last year it...
Last year it was just right. It fit.
Mm-hmm. And if your old clothes wore out, you might have to go to the store and buy a
new suit.
Mm-hmm. And then if you stuffed a lot in your pockets, it would make them...
Baggy.
It would make them do what?
Puff out.
Okay. Mm-hmm. If you washed a shirt in hot water and it wasn't sanforized, what might it do?
It would shrink.
Okay. And if you did that in the past, you'd say it has...
It has shrunk.
Mm-hmm. And yesterday you washed it and it...
And it shrunk.
Okay. If a woman likes to put on good clothes, what would you say she likes to do?
She likes to dress up.
What would you say about a man?
Well, he likes to... Well, we have different expressions. He likes to show off. He likes to put on the dog.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
Yeah.
What do you call the little container a woman might put coins in?
Purse.
Mm-hmm. And what does a woman wear around her wrist as a decoration?
A bracelet.
And around her neck?
Necklace. Chain.
Suppose she were wearing beads. What would you call that, a what of beads?
A string of beads.
Did you ever hear a pair of beads?
Yes.
Would you use?
That's a pair of beads is what Catholics refer to their rosary as.
You would never call a necklace a
necklace
pair of beads.
Necklace a pair of beads.
Okay. What did men wear to hold up their trousers?
Suspenders.
Mm-hmm. And to hold over you when it rains?
An umbrella.
And on a bed, what's the top cover called?
It was the bedspread was usually the decorative thing,
mm-hmm.
because for warmth you used a quilt or a blanket,
mm-hmm.
but the bedspread was the ornamental.
And then you put your head on a
pillow.
All right. And do you have a term for something that's about twice as long as a pillow?
Yes, a bolster.
Yes.
Huh? They don't use them anymore.
Not much, anyway.
No.
What would you call it when you make up on the floor for someone to sleep on?
We had a cot and then on the floor. I don't know that they ever slept on the floor at home.
Mm. If you put just mattress or quilts on the floor?
Make a bed on the floor.
Did you ever call that a pallet?
Now, they use that word in French, though. A pallet.
What does it mean?
It means a low cot almost at the floor.
Mm, okay. Mm-hmm. If you could get a good crop from a field, you'd say the soil is very...
Very rich.
Is there another word meaning...
Fertile.
Yes. Uh-huh. What would you call flat, low-lying land along a stream or river? It might flood and then be planted later.
Well, that is really on a big river. That's the bachelor land, but I don't think that's the word you'd use ordinarily. It would be the.
Would you call it bottom?
No, we have no bottom lands here.
Mm-hmm.
You all have that in Georgia because you have hilly country.
Yes.
But here the lands are all bottom.